Breakfast is on us. 102.9. Fresh FM.
It's 9:16 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 9:16. We checked out Chris Brown. We had Drake on your radio. And we had Cool Under Pressure, CUP, with Mavis Braga when she was Mavis Braga.
It's Elias now.
Mm-hmm. And then Grammy Award winning Sammy Lee Jones with Panga Man. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, Shaquan.
Yes.
It's weekend time.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's Men's Month, we will continue to focus on us as gents in different ways. Mm. Okay. I know the conversations that we had this week were extremely triggering.
Yeah.
But also very informative.
Mm.
You know, look at the conversation we had with Dr. Cater.
Yeah, yeah.
And today we are going to focus on the social side of things.
Mm.
Now, Paul the Prince.
Yeah.
Is a gentleman that is... and that understands the nightlife.
Mm.
He's a power MC, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy. But he's every day, he's out in these clubs, at these festivals.
Yeah.
He understands the nightlife. He really does.
True, true.
He sees things that mm-hmm. me and you don't necessarily know about or understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And definitely, we had to rope him in
yeah.
to highlight some of the dumbest mistakes that we, as men,
you said
are
it.
Guilty of when at the club.
Okay.
Because, Shaquan, you know, sometimes when I go out and you see these things and you're like... it's so cringe. Like you cringe on behalf of another guy.
Sort of like how is it normal?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, relax, man, mi bra, man. What's up with the magji? So it's fine. So let NSK yeah. not say it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
let NSK take a break, because why always me?
Why is it? Yes, also. Valid question.
Let Paul the Prince say it. And he listed 8 or 9 of some of the dumb stuff we do as men
mm-hmm.
at the club. Number one, let's go.
Yo, what's up, NSK? What's up, Fresh FM? I go by the name Paul the Prince. And since Fresh FM is all about looking after Men's Month, this November,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a couple of do's and don'ts that, you know, you're not supposed to be doing when you go out out clubbing, or if I can say out hanging out with friends, because not every spot is a club. Some places are lounges. But these do apply for all spots where men do go and hang out and maybe females are there. So number one, don't drink people's liquor that you do not know. You know, you never know. Somebody might be making a concoction that is not suitable for you. I've seen a lot of people come on tables and just, you know, start drinking. There's a lot, there's etiquette in anywhere you go. So for me, I think, number one, don't just touch somebody's drink. Ask first, you know what I mean? If you walk into a spot, ask first. And better yet, have yourself sorted out. If you don't, let your friends know. You know, it's better to be forthfront, like from the beginning, and say, hey, you know what? I ain't got it like you guys think I got it. So make sure, like, when you walk into a spot, everybody knows what, you know, the agenda is. Are we covering drinks? Are we finding somebody who's a buyer? And also don't look up to the buyer too much. Make people uncomfortable sometimes. Hey, chief, hello, Milani. You know what I mean? You know, some people don't like that. You know, some people sound too grateful when they get a drink.
Too grateful.
Sometimes a simple thank you is enough. And then you leave it on there. And also, like I said, when you go into a section, when it comes to touching people's drinks,
please don't do it. And you know what, Shaquan? I've seen it. Wait, don't he come look now? He come look there. He look direct now. You to them father. You drink that drink. Check to me, bro.
Wait.
Oh, he comes into your section and then he just starts attempting to open your bottle.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yo, me bro, JC. I was just, hey, me bro.
What's get me car?
Oh.
Maar de andere keer, als ik een bottle heb gedrinkt, dan ga je.
Owens, kom ons los de goed te gaan. And especially, and the other point that he's making in that same voice,
yeah,
note,
yeah.
where he's saying that thing of being too grateful for the buyer, hey, chief, ah, stuff is embarrassing, bruh.
Okay, why do...
That stuff is so embarrassing,
it
man.
It is! You know, but the thing is also, it's not just embarrassing to you, right?
Yeah.
Who's probably even being praised as much. It's even embarrassing for us, the girlies that are around. We're like, bruh, as a man, what are you doing?
And maybe you liked him also a little bit.
Yes! The plug of Afra. Now I start to look for another target. Do you know what I mean? Maybe there's someone else to do some favor.
Okay, cool.
Nah.
Rule number two.
Now, I know, fellas, when you go into a spot, whether it's a lounge or a club, most people are going out to look for the ladies and stuff like that. You know, make sure you know that she might be taken, bruv. You know what I mean? Like, don't force issues, bruv. Or she does not want. I see it happening a lot in the club where ladies feel uncomfortable to even dance because there's a guy who's being too touchy-touchy, you know, too upfront, sending drinks for no reason. You know what I mean? Forcing your agenda. Make sure you know, like, when it's time to not speak to somebody, you know? Some people just want to go out there and enjoy themselves. They've come to relieve stress. And some guys make it a habit too much of trying to be too upfront, too touchy-touchy, too conversational, you know what I mean? Some people are too persistent, if I should put it like that. So for me, I think club etiquette for men, as men, we must know that, you know, don't do too much. If you're saying hi, say hi. If there's interest, then maybe. But if there's not, you keep it pushing, you know, because I don't think that's the only reason why you should be going out. I think if you are going out, it's good to relieve stress. You're having a drink with your buddies and, you know, you're just unwinding. But other people make it too much of a mission. You know, to look for someone. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to leave until they get somebody. And that comes a bit creepy. You know, women complain a lot about that, you know. So there's a lot of sexual harassment that goes around being spoken about of some people. You become too touchy when you get drunk. So just know the cues, guys. You know what I mean? Look out for the signs. It says no, it's no. It says not right now, not right now. Or if it says hi, I'm busy, I'm busy. You know, just get the cue there. And
yeah. Know when
to keep it moving.
Check one.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh my God.
I'm at a festival, yeah. Right? I'm enjoying myself. I'm with my girlfriend. You know, we having a really good time.
Yeah.
Please tell me why this... Tell me why your brother...
Yes, as fellow men, yeah. It's fine. I'll account for
right?
it. We're calling ourselves out as men today.
He's all up in my space, man. But that space, like... I can't breathe.
He's standing right in front of you.
Dog. And he is just conversing. Hey, Pratin. Tu si nek for your vat. And I also know you from where. Yo. Saying the most inappropriate things.
Of course. Because
I don't think he was. Because he was intoxicated.
Yeah.
Yes, he was also tipsy. Saying the most inappropriate things. Telling me that, oh, I can tell by your body that you are not what. Seko khuta. Brat. But the point is, I'm at a festival, Should I tell them what he said?
Say it.
Okay.
Say it.
So, no, this guy was like, no, I saw you emceeing at what event. And then I also saw you that wedding. So he's seen me MC at various places.
Yeah.
And then he says to me, yeah, I saw you emceeing last weekend or 2 weekends ago. And me and my homeboys were talking about your body.
Yes, that they mean.
Partner, mind you, I'm sober, ne? So I'm like, what is going on? And then my friend is looking at me and she's like, you good? And I'm like, I'm chilled. You know what I mean? So I'm standing next to my friend.
Yeah.
But then because this guy keeps stepping into my space, I keep stepping back, you know, trying to kind of like let him know that, yo, like, just relax.
So what about your body now?
Yeah, we were talking about your body and my homeboys were saying that they can see that you're not, what was the word? They can see that I'm not wasted. They can see that I'm not a wasted woman. And I'm like, dog, what are you saying? He's like, no, we can just see by your body because everything is in place. You guys, this is someone I don't know. Someone I've never met.
Wow.
This is like the first time we are conversing. This is the first time we are talking to each other.
Hey,
that is the first thing he says to me.
Oh, me brah.
So to pull the prince's point,
yeah.
Like I'm out of my house because I just want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I just want to chill with my girls. We can afford our own drinks. We can afford our own food. Trust me. That's why we're out, right?
Hmm.
And now you're just trying to converse. En ke spoeg op me goeders, man. You are showering me with your saliva.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so great.
And the thing is, like, partner, in situations like
gosh.
As a woman, you also don't want to be like, nah, you gotta get out of my space. Nah. Because men don't react well to rejection.
Well, especially when they're tipsy in an environment like that.
Now his friends are looking at him. Imagine I reject this guy, then he throws a drink in my face. Because these things have happened to us.
Yes.
But so I can't go with what he's saying as a woman. Yeah, yeah. Shock me again. Give me another one.
Okay. We'll give you one more. Take a small break, then we get back to it. Aye. Oh, it's mine. Oh. Say hello. And you know one thing I always tell my gents, man. Maybru, you will know if she wants you.
Yes.
You will know, Megazi.
You
will know.
You don't have to zula.
You don't have to zula. I see ngani, tingani, Megazi. Let's keep it moving. It's in 2025. Imagine you get accused of sexual harassment on Twitter.
On Twitter, Hooters, and people run to Twitter and TikTok. Muni spearly, guys. Yes. And also this thing of karma, like, oh, what are you guys drinking? Should I buy you drinks? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Aye, bitchy. Okay, number three, Paul.
All right, now this one is for the guys who go to the club and want to control the playlist. Now, as a DJ myself, you know what I mean? There's some guys who want to look like, oh, I know the DJ, so I'm going to tell him what to play. Now, you know, sometimes you may come off a bit arrogant. So when you walk into a spot, I'm telling you guys, please, just respect the DJ as well, or the club owner. You know, don't make, people always want to look like they're running everything when they go somewhere. I see it happening a lot. Oh, no, I know the owner, don't worry. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I'll tell him what we want to hear. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's very tricky when you go into a spot, if there's music playing, you know, whether it be a lounge or a club or anything like that, certain places have got a certain structure that they run with. You know what I mean? So as guys, we need to make sure that we are conscious and aware that this surrounding has got different types of people where we are. So, you know, playing in a club, you have to cater for so many people. It's a very tricky place to play in. You know what I mean? So if you go in, just enjoy the music, let the DJ play. Don't be all up in the booth, you know what I mean? Disturbing, trying to control the playlist, you're touching equipment, pouring drinks over equipment, you know what I mean? You know, you might get yourself in trouble. You find yourself with a very big invoice at the end of the day. Ooh, who poured alcohol on the mix sites? That guy. Ooh, don't let him back again. You know, now you're blacklisted. So I'm just giving you some do's and don'ts, especially when you go to the DJ booth. You know, whether you know him or not, salute and leave. If you ask for a song, he says you play it, he can, maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Exactly.
But don't make it an issue where you want to go fight for it. You know what I mean?
People
do
too
much sometimes when they go out.
You know, and Shikwan, there are really guys,
they've got
this, I don't know, this alpha male syndrome. Look, you know alpha male, man. If you're a real alpha male, yeah, if you have a man that has presence, you don't need to do all of that, my guy.
Yeah.
Just your presence alone.
Yeah.
Just arriving. People will look at you and be like, oh, wait, that's NSK.
He's arrived.
Oh, wait, that's Kavi. That's Ikhurut Auti. But you don't have to now come up with the DJ box and say, except spell his song, man. Spell his song. Oh, me protect the validity song. Oh, me relax, man. Oh, how? He's of your person like a car name, but relax, young. She will come on the cherries and face, come on, just with the oh, just come on the oak, you know, come on.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, Shekwane, I hate hand gestures. Hand gestures are very disrespectful, girl.
Yeah.
Because for
the snapping.
Verstanji. Because for a third party watching them,
yeah.
It's almost as it looks like this person is trying to boss me.
Yes.
And let me tell you right now, my man.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
Let's
get that out of the way. So I understand what Paul is saying.
Oh, no, it's not definitely.
Hansit, man.
Oh, yeah, like
relax.
Literally.
Oh, I.
And also, that's why a lot of women refer to men like that as ice boys. Because you're not giving, like, an, like, you know, a man that's sure of himself. Like, sit down.
Be calm, bro.
Be calm. Be chilled.
Chilled, me, bro. Chisel sin. Like, you will. Man, just your aura alone.
Yes, will attract who it needs to.
Exactly.
Attract.
No, Javel is Jane. Because it's Jane. NSK. And you know, ne? Oh, there's one guy. Oh, one day, ne? I'll bring him in studio and I'll call him out for this. He's a very famous guy. He did that nonsense with me once.
And you know, when you're MC, did you ever have times where they're grabbing the mic in the club?
Hey, oh, my God.
I want to say something, man.
Oh, me. True. It's a.
I was MCing at this place not so long ago. This guy walks in there. Eh? And then he's like, give me the mic. I want to say something.
Oh, no.
And he came for me sort of like, if I don't, he's going to do something. But then I'm like, check him, maniki yo. Because he really was a maniki because I'm like, why are you shorter than me?
And you're not. So he's like, I'm being an optel.
Can you chops, man?
Anyways, we'll continue with more of Paul the Prince's highlights. As I believe, if you relate, send us a voice
I'm
note.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah,
dude. For the men who show up for their friends, their families, and themselves, Fresh Men's Mental Health Month, let's keep the vibes positive and the minds healthy with some heart and soul.
It's 9:35 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the midst of a series anchored by Paul the Prince. Paul the Prince is an entertainer, he's a power MC, he's a DJ, all around unproblematic guy that we all like to hoba. And as a gentleman that is in the nightlife, as an entertainer, he sees things all the time, okay? And what he's doing today is just highlighting some of the dumb mistakes we as men are guilty of when we are at the club. We did three, Mosna Shikwan.
Yes, we did three. Yeah,
we're getting into the fourth one now.
Mm.
Let's get into it. Oof. Men's month, Yanya.
Guys, do's and don'ts.
Wait, it's just the way it starts. This one, it's, you know, like like your eye.
Mm.
Okay,
guys, do's and don'ts. Let's talk about the do's. We don't. Don't forget to put on your roll-on, man, and your cologne. You know what I mean? Some people be walking into the club smelling like they're from...
That's a pro. I mean, goes for just anyone. Just in you, even as a woman. Mandatory, honey.
How are you at the club?
Right?
And you haven't taken care of your hygiene.
Mm.
A little shower. A little fa-fa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Fatsukchi darmi, bruh.
And you know what? The funniest part, ne? Wow. Is the one... Maybe on a day when you don't. That's when you're the loudest.
That's when...
You are hugging people.
Like, you know, like a construction worker. Now, no offense to construction workers, but I mean, it's a hard job, you know what I mean? Or a soccer player. If you just left the field of play, you probably have to hit the shower. But you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
guys, make sure that you smell good, you look good, you know what I mean? Because you're going to discomfort the people around you. You know what I mean? So personal hygiene is very important when you walk into a club. And don't overdo it as well. Too much cologne, you know, giving people a flu sometimes. It's a little allergy. So you have to know the right...
Hay fever attack is bar!
Now you're just coughing or sneezing in the club because this guy... You're me, braco.
And that's the thing with cologne. Cologne is not spray, gents.
Oh...
It's not the same concept. It's not the same thing. Colognes are very strong. Like, even one, you're good.
And you get those ones that don't bath and they throw in the cologne.
We smell the flames.
There we go.
And
you cannot
conceal.
You can't conceal
those natural flames.
Yesterday, my guy.
No white balance. You know what I mean? There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. You know what I mean? So... Be confident, you know what I mean? But don't be arrogant in how you present yourself. So whenever you go out, that's my number 5 point. Make sure you smell good. Know what fragrance works for yourself. If you don't, maybe ask your lady, you know what I mean? Ask one of your friends what the in thing is for which season. Because personally, I think like each season has got different fragrances that you have to rock. A lot of people want one for the whole year. It's up to you, personal preference. But make sure you smell good. Know what works for you. Look good, you know what I mean? But don't overdo it as well. You know, some people, they do too much. You know, make sure you find the right balance, man. Make sure you find the right balance.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so hygiene also, maybe just something to add on. Because, I mean, it's most a safe space. We're helping each other most,
yeah,
ne?
Yeah, yeah.
You always have the mint or the gum on you.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because y'all are just with a breath in our faces.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You wanna bag a baddie. You want to make sure that you're good.
Or whatever your type is.
Yeah.
You know, Carlos is saying he's right, bruh. Mm. Don't overdo it, especially the guys that mix the colognes.
It's a killer. You know, but I understand where they're coming from, ne? Because what we women do also, we layer our perfumes.
Okay.
Yes, like you would have an...
But that doesn't work for
gents.
For gents, cologne.
Because the cologne is strong in... It's so strong on its own. So you can't add two of them together.
Okay. Paul, take it forward.
Mm.
Do's and don'ts. When you are out in the spot, in a public place, do not start a fight with anybody. You know what I mean? Mm. And when you go out, people want to start fighting for petty stuff. I see it happen a lot. Somebody said hi to somebody's girl. There you go. A fight ensues. You know, somebody... I don't know, man. There's just petty reasons. There's a lot. I can list so many of them, but for the sake of time, be the person who knows like when it's time to leave the scene. You know what I mean? So when you go out in a public place, a lot can happen. Some people, when they're intoxicated, they can injure you. You know what I mean? They throw a bottle on your head, and all of a sudden, here you are now, you're injured, you went out to have a good time, but now you're having to pay medical bills. So you have to know that this is not the right place to do this kind of thing, especially when you go out. If there's any disagreement, talk to a bouncer, if there's somebody close by, you know, so that they can sort it out quickly if somebody has offended you. But don't be carrying knives to the club, carrying weapons, and, you know, showing that I'm the boss, I'm running the city. That has repercussions, because that's why every sport says all rights reserved, you know, for entrance, because every sport has got its own rules. So you might find yourself in a predicament that you are not able to get out of.
Yeah.
That's
and,
true.
And also speaking, Shaquan, at our age, ne? At our age, just not dazzle. You roll in the sun and come and say, gee, who you face
there? And then like, people, no, you know, it's when people are stopping you, lost me!
And that time you are even unfit.
Right?
You are unfit me, bruh. JVH is unfit me, guys. Be honest. My Jivolkoma stand.
Yes.
Ah.
Nah. And you know also, ne, as a woman, there's a certain guy that catches our attention. I mean, obviously the girlies are different, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's like that one guy that will catch a lady's attention.
Mm.
But that guy is also in and out. Like one round, he disappears. The girl is just like, where is this guy?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he said, you should know when to leave.
When to leave also.
Do you know what I mean? Like you can't be at a spot for 7 hours. What?
Yeah, bro.
I ran into someone, right? Like some time back.
Okay.
And I found the person at the event.
Okay.
And I came back hours later and he was still at the event. He's not even looking sweaty. I was like, yeah, bro.
Oh my
god. Like,
word.
Please go home. Like, go take a shower.
Shaquan, let me show you something.
Yeah. So just something to keep in mind, James, honestly.
This is my shelling. This is why I walk around with this.
Yeah.
Little handkerchief.
Oh yeah.
Little handkerchief.
Yeah.
You know, like I should biggie swag. Also hold out this much. But yeah. also to be there for 1,000 hours.
Dude.
10 billion hours.
And do you know what it is? Like I left you there drinking.
Yeah.
I come back and you're still drinking.
Yeah, Mos.
You're a barrel.
Osmo, they bottle climb, Maka.
Yeah, but.
They crack must fall. That crate must fall.
Nah, don't do that, James.
Go ahead, to Paul the Prince.
Do not get overly intoxicated. You know what I mean? Know when the limit is. Because depending on how you're getting home, the worst thing for me, like personally, is the situation I end up want to find myself in, is sleeping in the club.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden you fell asleep and now you're on video. Or you came with people, you can't drive them back home. Know the limit. Know when you can feel as a person, say, oh, you know what? This is getting a little too much. You know, the shots keep flowing. You know, the vibe is good, but this is the time to leave. This is the time to shut it down. One trick that obviously somebody put me on to is that if people bring a lot of shots, make sure you add some water in between. Part of the do's and don'ts. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to go out there and drink liquor tonight. No. In case you do consume, just make sure you add some water in between. You know what I mean? Whether it's sparkling, whether it's still, or maybe it's a soda water or a tonic water, balance it in between. Because if you keep going drink after drink, round after round, you know what I mean? Yeah, so when you get overly intoxicated, it's not a good place to be in as a man. You get me?
Makes sense.
Honestly, especially sparkling, sparkling water.
It just cleanses you. It's a quick fix.
Yes.
Quick fix.
Please.
Okay, let's go ahead, Paul the Prince.
Transport home sorted. The worst thing I hate is say if I'm putting off equipment and somebody comes to me and say, yo, can you find a ride for me? Now, the question for me is, if I was not here, how are you going to get home? You know what I mean? As a man, you get me? Like, if your friends left you, I understand. That's another story. So make sure you got your ride home sorted. You know, don't be forcing people to leave with you. All of a sudden, you're asking the girls where the second location is. People like second location. It's a little weird. It's a little tacky. Be a gentleman, guys. Know when it's time to leave the party. Know how you're going to leave the party in case you were not robbed. Then, you know, or in case you're robbed, rather than you got an excuse to ask other people to drop you home. But if you just left the house planning on asking different people in the club or in a spot how they're going to take you home, nobody's going to take you seriously next time they see you. They might even avoid you.
Exactly,
so be
bruh.
The guy who's already got a plan, all right?
And you know people talk, bruh. That's the guy who frolicked by him.
Yeah. You know? Or like, no, you mentioned a name, and they're like, who's that? V. Simeon. Ah, man, Undogini, man.
Undogini, they were...
When we were at the club and the guy was throwing up, bruh.
Throwing up.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he was there begging us to take him, yes. To take him home. Oh, my bro, was in some kagomi.
Now you're just, you become the guy that was throwing up at the club. Even if it's like 10 years later, we just know you as that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, liability, man. Paul the Prince, second last one.
All right, Fresh FM, what's up, man? I'm having a good time telling you guys about the do's and don'ts.
This
one is one
of
the most important ones in this whole list that I've been giving you guys today. Manage your finances when you go out. Now, I see a lot of people going out, they want to impress people that they don't even know, that you do not know these people. Maybe you do. Maybe you're trying to prove a point. Maybe the guy used to bully you in high school. Maybe that's the girl who used to like, but she don't like you. Oh, she didn't notice you. Now you're trying to be the one to show that I'm running the spot. So let me show you that I can rack a bill up. Manage your finances when you go out, guys. You know, as a man, you have to know when to also say no. You know what I mean? Like, I know ladies. Yeah, I know the ladies are listening. Now, I know the ladies are listening. Ladies usually don't come with a plan. They be like, oh, I got me and four friends. And you know how your budget is. You're going to say yes. And then you find yourself in a problem tomorrow. Or you start borrowing money to have a good time again. Now, that's not a spot you want to be in. Manage your finances when you go out. You have to know how much you plan to spend tonight. If it's getting to that time, you cut it off right there and say, ooh, I think it's time for me to call it. It's time for me to leave this scene. And I've had enough for the day. So before you leave the house, you make a budget. I'm going to have this 2, 3, 4, or whatever of this. I got myself on this. If somebody gets me something extra, well and good, then I don't have to buy this other one.
Mm.
But, you know, the less you spend, the better. Because the higher you keep racking up your bill, the more problems you're going to face tomorrow.
Come on.
As gents, you're going to go out. Learn to say no to the ladies. They're always going to come with something to say, man. Buy me and my friends a bucket, but you know you ain't got it. Now you have to go and borrow from John or from Script. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Or maybe even as NSK, like, oh, NSK, you want to give me a bucket? You know, you look like you're serious. And then you're getting that just to impress others. So as men, guys, if you're going out, know why you're going out, not to impress other people. It's all about you having a good time and make sure you manage your finances and your time that you're spending in that spot when it's time to leave.
Off air, remember when I told you, Shekwan?
Yeah.
For some reason, as men, we've got this invincible pressure when we get, sorry.
When we get to a place,
we want to. That's exactly what he's saying.
Yes.
We are guilty of it.
And if, for me, it's the part of people that you don't know.
Yes.
These the men's
are, bruh. And you know the thing that even hurts me the most, now, even about this point, now. Fine, you've got your money and you're spending, right? And you're spending all this money in the club and you're impressing all these people you don't know.
Mm.
But your actual real friend that's there with you, that guy is struggling.
Yes.
That's next thing that was a iskasi.
Yeah, and he probably even asked you for help.
He probably asked you for help, man. You know, Jofu Varam, not the home. They said, man, so he's a Stina of his eats. Verstandi?
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah.
What's a Stina?
Is it a decent Ranuga or is it a 500?
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's a decent.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. No, I just thought it was something else. Sorry.
Now, finally, that was my final point. I want to close off by saying special thanks to Fresh FM. You are always holding it down on the airwaves. You've got the young people on lock, you know what I mean? You always make sure that you keep us entertained. That's NSK and Shaquan on Fresh Breakfast, you get me? And I want to say special shout out to Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM, for making sure that Men's Month on Fresh FM is well and truly recognized. My name is Paul the Prince. It's been an absolute pleasure being out here early in the morning. If you ask NSK why I sound like this, it's because I was also managing my finances last night. <exactly. laughs> Now, we'll catch you guys at the next party. I'll make sure that you are following my do's and don'ts. Or maybe you won't. It's up to you, but I prefer that you do. Stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll catch you on the next one.
That's it, my man.
Awesome. Oh, it's apparently $1,000.
It's $1,000. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chikwan, why don't you sometimes pull some of these slang on your girls? Just prank them a little bit.
Right? Yeah.
Because your girls are also bougie.
Very.
We have a bougie bunch of girls here.
Yes, I do.
Just hide the phone a bit, and then you record, and then you just nonchalant throw these slang words that you learn here.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
The biggest problem is we must revise next week, now. I can't remember majority.
Anyways, it's 9:50. That's your time.
Yeah,
Paul the Prince, thank you so much. If you missed the do's and don'ts, It's going to be up on our website after 10. Stick around.